This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
This is 1320 WILS, 63 and cloudy. I'm getting down to 42 tonight. Tomorrow, much colder, a high of only 48. Expect rain, getting down to 37 as the low. And then Wednesday, back to a high of 61. So, you know, we're not in the 70s, but just about where we should expect to be for May, the beginning of May. So we now have this one-page tax reduction plan introduced to us, the Trump administration giving us an outline of what they want to do. But let's talk about what the details could actually mean. Robertson Williams is with us, a senior fellow, at the Tax Policy Center, a man that's been studying tax policy for many, many years. Bob, great to have you on WILS.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, how long have you been studying tax policy?
It's been at least 3 decades.
And you've seen, I guess, of all the presidents, would you say any of them really figured out a proper way to deal with taxes?
No. The problem is everybody likes to cut taxes. Nobody likes to raise them. We did have a couple of cases of raising taxes in the 90s with George H.W. Bush, who lost his reelection chances because he said, read my lips, no new taxes, and then he raised taxes to solve the budget problems. Mm-hmm. Bill Clinton, after him, raised taxes again, and the economy took off like crazy. And we actually balanced the budget and then some at the end of the 1990s and into the early 2000s. So we had a couple of presidents at least figured out how to balance the budget. But people don't like high taxes. They like the tax cuts better than that.
Is there any correlation between raising or lowering taxes and actually seeing any kind of effect on the larger economy?
Certainly not significant effects. We believe there are some effects, that you can encourage businesses to invest more. You can encourage people to work more based on taxes they pay. But the effects tend to be fairly small, not of the magnitude that the Trump people, particularly Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, has suggested that we'll get with the Trump tax cuts.
Yeah, I saw that he said this plan adheres to the Mnuchin principle. He said that it's going to focus on helping the middle class. From what you've seen from this one page, is that likely to occur?
They may get some help, but it sure looks like the high-end folks, the folks at the top of the income distribution, are going to make out best. They're going to get benefits from the 15% tax rate on businesses. They'll get the pass-through of that to the smaller firms, the law firms, doctor's offices, hedge funds, all those high rollers that'll see a 15% tax rate instead of the top almost 40% we have today. They'll benefit from not having to pay the taxes to support the Affordable Care Act, the Obamacare.
Okay.
And they'll benefit from not having an estate tax to pay or an alternative minimum tax to pay. Wow. All these things primarily affect the wealthy, and they're going to see big tax cuts.
Robertson Williams with us with the Tax Policy Center here on WILS. So what, from what you've seen, what does the middle class get out of this tax plan?
But it's really hard to tell because we're missing some key details. What we got the other day was 19 bullet points. I think it was a case of the president saying, we're going to have a tax plan for you, and his tax people saying, oh, my goodness, what can we do in 3 days? Mm-hmm. They came up with something that at least adheres to the basic principles, but we don't know things like what the tax brackets will be. That is, we know three tax rates, 10%, 25%, 35%. Those are all lower rates than we have now. But we don't know the income to which they'll apply. Mm-hmm. And we know that they're going to talk about doubling the standard deduction, which will help most lower and middle income folks. 70% of us claim the standard deduction, which is now about $12,000 for couples and half that for singles. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about doubling that. So more people will take the standard deduction. More people will not have to go through the hassles of itemizing. And they may see lower taxes. But what we don't know is what's going to happen to personal exemptions. Every one of us gets a $4,000 reduction in taxable income for ourselves, our spouses, our kids. Mm-hmm. For a large family, that's a big deal. During the campaign, the president called for getting rid of that. And the House Republicans' tax plan calls for getting rid of that. That could mean higher taxes for middle-income households. But we don't know. There was nothing was said about that in the 19 bullet points, and we'll have to wait and see the details when they come out later this year.
The issue of revenue neutrality, from what you see from what's been outlined so far, how likely is this going to be revenue neutral?
It seems impossible. There just aren't enough tax loopholes to get rid of to make up for the big tax cuts we get with lower rates, particularly the corporate tax rate being cut to 15%. What the the administration is counting on is blossoming the economy, rapid growth. Mm-hmm. But that's highly unlikely. Firms are already sitting on lots and lots of cash that they could invest if they saw opportunities to do so. They just don't see the good investment possibilities. And cutting taxes is not going to make the investment possibilities any greater.
Okay. So I'm curious, at the Tax Policy Center, do you advocate as a group for higher or lower taxes or anything like that?
We do not. We advocate for good tax policies. Mm-hmm. There are really three principles we think about in terms of taxes. We want taxes that are efficient in that they don't affect adversely the economy, and anything they do would positively affect it. So you want relatively low rates. We like and the same kinds of rates for everything. You don't want to have high rates for some things and low rates for others, because things with low rates you're encouraging and with high rates you're discouraging.
Okay.
We worry about the fairness of the taxes, the distribution, who pays taxes. Most people agree that we should have a progressive tax system, that is, higher income people should pay relatively more than low income people. They've got a better ability to pay. But and the third thing we care about is simplicity. You want a tax system people can understand. Mm-hmm. And it's not expensive to comply with. It's not onerous to figure out on April 15th how much you owe.
So the plan, at least the general plan we've seen so far, would you say it simplifies the tax system?
It does to some degree. It certainly will for some people. The higher the standard deduction, the fewer people will have to worry about calculating itemized deductions. Mm-hmm. That simplifies it. 70% of us already take that, though. We estimated that under the Trump plan proposed during the campaign, that could go up to 90% of people claiming the standard deduction. Only 10% of the people would itemize. Mm-hmm. There's still a lot of complications. The complications are in figuring out how much income you've got. And for people with complicated income situations, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. We've seen pictures of the president sitting next to the big pile of tax pay papers that comprise his tax return, stacked as 3 feet high. That's because he's got lots and lots of different sources of income, lots of businesses out there. That's really hard. Mm-hmm. But for most of us, it's a W-2, maybe a couple of them if you're married. You've got maybe some interest on a bank account, maybe a little dividend income, but it's not very complicated to figure that out.
So when you talk about low rate, do you believe the current tax rates are too high?
There's no evidence that the current rates are high enough to discourage people's economic activity. Some years ago, back in the 60s, we had tax rates as high as 70%. They were lowered to 50% at the beginning of the Reagan administration. By the end of that Reagan administration, we were down to a 28% top tax rate. Mm-hmm. That didn't seem to be high enough to bring in enough money to cover what we wanted the government to do for us, so they were raised back up gradually towards nearly 40% right now. Mm. Is that too high? Well, it's not all your income is taxed at 40%. It's only that high piece, income above $400,000 a year. So lower rates on low income, most of us don't see a rate higher than 15%. That's not a huge rate. And high-income people, they're paying a lot of tax. They've got a lot of money.
Those that say the issue isn't the taxes, it's the spending. I mean, no matter what we're doing with the taxes, we lower them or bring them up, the spending is just wildly out of control. Do you agree with that?
Well, the piece of spending that is out of control is the entitlements, the spending on Social Security, on Medicare, on Medicaid, mm-hmm. the things that are built in and grow as the population receiving them grows over time. Social Security and Medicare are going to take a larger and larger share of the budget over the next few years as more and more baby boomers like myself retire, start collecting benefits, and we have fewer workers relative to the number of retirees to support the programs.
Okay.
That's where a real problem is.
So if we have a tax cut like the ones being proposed here, what does that do over the next decade to us?
Well, it depends on what the details are, how big a cut it is.
Okay.
We estimated during the campaign that the president was proposing then would reduce revenues or increase the deficit and debt by about $7 trillion over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
That would push the national debt up north of 100% of the size of the economy, which is extraordinarily high, higher than we've seen since World War II.
Mm-hmm.
We're headed in that direction anyway because of the growth in entitlement spending and lack of control over that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to get there nearly as fast if we don't cut the tax rates as the president proposes.
Okay. It sounds like any way you cut it, we're going to have to raise taxes in the future. Do you think that's unavoidable then?
Either we raise taxes or we cut spending, and we've We don't seem to show a lot of interest in cutting spending. We also don't show a lot of interest in raising taxes. Mm-hmm. We just sort of stick our heads in the sand and say, hope this will all go away and push it down the road to the next guy.
Yeah. Is your sense that we'll see some kind of tax reform under President Trump?
Tax reform is really hard. The reason for that is a good tax reform has winners and losers. You lower the rates, which means people benefit, but you take benefits, so you take the tax breaks away from people, and those people are likely to pay more tax. Mm-hmm. If you have a revenue-neutral tax change, that is one that doesn't either raise or lose revenues, then every time there's a winner, there's got to be a loser to make up the loss of the revenue that the winner is not paying.
I see. And this plan doesn't show winners and losers, it's really
hard to get things through.
Yeah. And in this case, from what you're seeing, they're trying to make, what, everyone a winner except for the...
Ideally, that's, you know, yeah. As I describe it, it's the Oprah Winfrey tax cut. A tax cut for you, and a tax cut for you, and you get a tax cut. This is not the way to balance your budget.
Yeah.
It makes things everybody happy. Back in 1986, the last major tax reform, we had a tax cut basically across the board for individuals, but we raised taxes on corporations to pay for it. So overall, the tax change in 86 was roughly revenue neutral. Didn't gain or lose revenue. But I mean, a big revenue loss for individual taxes paid for by a big increase on the corporate side. And that made it easier politically to get through because people saw in their individual tax returns lower taxes. That made it very popular. You didn't have people complaining that they were seeing their taxes rise.
Right.
And the corporations were willing to go along with that to get the individual tax cut.
Not in this case.
This time we're seeing both have to be balanced on themselves.
Yeah. Robert and Williams with the Tax Policy Center. Robert, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Yeah, a lot more to talk about. Hopefully we'll have Bob back on again.